Milwaukee County voters are in for a rerun next month. The primary for sheriff will again feature incumbent David Clark and Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Chris Mays. They faced off in 2010. WUWM's Marty Michelson caught up with both candidates as they head into the final month of campaigning before the August 12th primary. Thousands of spectators gathered for the 4th of July parade in Whitefish Bay. Some cheered when Sheriff David Clark rode by on a horse wearing his signature white cowboy hat. Sandy Cicero of River Hills has just given the sheriff a thumbs up. Cicero says he plans to vote for Clark in August.
And I think he's a great guy. Good leadership, good work ethics.
The sheriff didn't want to talk politics at the parade, so I caught up with him a few days later at a coffee shop on Milwaukee's north side. He says voters appreciate experience, and he's been sheriff since 2002. That's when former Republican Governor Scott McCallum appointed Clark. He has won the job in every election since.
You know, I've been here for 10 years. People know what they're going to get. I'm not afraid to shake things up. I'm not afraid to challenge the status quo. I bring a voice of dissent in an otherwise monolithic chorus.
I asked Clark for examples of how he's agitated things.
But unless you've been living under a rock, most people are well aware of how I've shaken things up.
Clark has riled some people by his public attacks on fellow elected leaders, including County Executive Chris Abley, when he cut the sheriff's budget. Clark also stirred criticism in early 2013 when he aired a radio ad encouraging people to defend themselves from attackers.
With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there.
Clark defends the ad, saying he was giving sound advice.
Consider taking a firearm safety course so you can protect yourself and your family. That does not say pick up a gun and start shooting, and it does not tell everybody to arm themselves.
Clark ruffled union feathers when he began replacing sheriff's deputies with corrections officers, including at the county jail. He called the personnel moves a money saver for taxpayers. Clark's Democratic opponent is one of the people riled by some of the sheriff's actions. Chris Mays is a lieutenant with the Milwaukee Police Department.
And one example of that is when he sent unarmed and untrained corrections officers down to the lakefront and out to our park and rides to patrol last summer. A lawsuit was filed, and the taxpayer had to write a check for $370,000 because of that single poor management decision by the sheriff. So how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good.
Good.
So I'm glad to see you guys here supporting John.
Mays is mingling with guests at a fundraiser in Fox Point. This is the second time he's trying to unseat the sheriff. In the 2010 Democratic primary, Mays garnered 47% of the vote. Moments after defeat, he announced his candidacy for 2014. Mays says Clark's public battles with other leaders have been a distraction and sometimes inappropriate.
The press release that he put out on official department letterhead accusing County Executive Chris Abley of having a certain type of envy, which was completely unprofessional and inappropriate. When he accused Chris Abley of putting forth a budget that indicated that he was, high on heroin.
Bonnie Joseph is attending tonight's fundraiser. She believes Mays will bring a sense of professionalism to the sheriff's office.
I think he would be more on an even keel. I think he would be dignified and responsible.
Mays has garnered the endorsements of a number of elected officials and law enforcement associations. Clark says he's proud of the fact that no groups or elected leaders have endorsed him.
The only endorsement that's important to me is on Election Day, the people that I serve.
The incumbent calls himself the People's Sheriff. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM. The winner of the August 12th primary for Milwaukee County Sheriff will take on independent Angela Walker in November.